sukkah, Mishnayos and the Gemara deal with the construction of the sukkah, and then at the end of the second paragraph, the mitzvah of the yeshiva, the sukkah, the details of sitting in sukkah. And then later, starting from the third paragon, the theme is about the dalad nun, the lulav and the esrog and so on. So one of the psukim that's often quoted in this perek is in Parshas Re'eh. It appears in a significant few times on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The pasuk says, "Chag Asukas Tasa L'chol Shivas Yomim Ba'as Pecha Migornecha U'Miyikvecha." So the simple reading of the Pshuta Shal Mikra means, "Chag Asukas Tasa L'chol." You should celebrate the holiday of Sukkah Shivas Yomim for a duration of 7 days. At that season of the year, Ba'as Pecha Migornecha U'Miyikvecha, the ingathering season, that everything was harvested before the summer, in the course of the summer, and it's laying in the field, because in Eretz Yisrael it doesn't rain at all in the summertime. And then, after Sukkot, it's going to start to rain the first week in Cheshvan. They start saying St. Talamata Levracha, the beginning of Cheshvan. So before Cheshvan, they're going to gather everything into the barns that it shouldn't get rained on. That's the Pshuta Shal Mikra. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. The Pshuta Shal Mikra is certainly correct. But in addition to that, the Gemara has another interpretation, leaving out the word Chag for a moment. So the Gemara reads the Pasuk Sukkot Tasa Lecha Shivas Yomim Ba'as Becham Migonecha Miyikvecha, refers to the construction of the sukkah. You should construct the sukkah, Sukkot Tasa Lecha Shivas Yomim. The sukkah should be sturdy enough that it should be able to last for all 7 days. Ba'as Becham Migonecha Miyikvecha, what should the sukkah be made of? What material should they make the schach from? The tfanis is a machloikis hatanoim, and we paskin that the tfanis, anything is good. You don't have any restrictions. That's a machloikis hatanoim in the Gemara. And that zayin on the base. The Gemara has there's a din that the schach has to be tilosa merubim echamosa. It has to be so much schach that there's more shade than there is sun coming in. So the Gemara has a machloikis hanarabana, a machloikis hatanoim. Who's the next to Gemara? There's a machlekes hatanoim. What if the defanis achamasa meruba mitzilasa? Does that bother me or not? Does it only bother me on the schach, or is it even a problem regarding the defanis? So we paskin Tana Rabbanon here on Zayin on the base, 10 lines from the top. Achamasa meruba mitzilasa is only an issue on the schach. The loy machmas hatfanis. Defanis doesn't bother me at all. Defanis can be transparent, huh? Can be transparent even if the sun comes in. It's not a problem. You can have strings. You can have strings and say lovud, and all the sunshine can come in, and there's no problem. And Rabbi Yoshi has a tan, and he disagrees. Af machmas hatfanis, all the dinim of schach even carry over to the tfanis. That's what the Yerushalmi, the Hagos Ashri, on the side of the Rosh, on the first pair of quotes of Yerushalmi, that the three conditions that are required for schach, namely, has to be gedulei karka, has to be tolush, has to be detached from the ground, has to be dovashen and mekabel tumah. Let's say apples. Apples grow from the ground, apples, tomatoes, potatoes, and so on, they all grow from the ground and it's detached, but it's Mekabel Tumah because it's Meichel Adam. If you have something that's only Meichel Daim, that's not Mekabel Tumah, but Meichel Adam is Mekabel Tumah. So let's say you have nylon. Nylon is not Gidule Karka, so that's no good because right away it's no good. So not Gidule Karka. Let's say you build a sukkah under branches of a tree and it's still attached to the tree. So that's no good because it's mechuber. Mechuber is no good. It's gedule karka. It's not mekabel tumah, but it's mechuber is no good.
What about canvas? They have the sukkahs in canvas.
No, canvas, that means the walls are canvas, right. So the din is that in order for schach to be kosher on the schach, the Mishnah says it has to have these three conditions. It has to be gedule karka, has to have grown from the ground, has to be detached from the ground, toldish, and the third thing has to be dovashen and mekabel tumah. So the Yerushalmi quotes a brisa that there's one opinion that doesn't say a name. There's one Tana who says that these requirements even apply to the Tfanis. Not only does the Schach have to be Gedule Karka and Tolish and Enim Kabbatum of the Tfanis also, but we don't hold like that. So that goes Ashri quotes an Ozarua that Yerushalmi follows Rabbi Yoshia's opinion. The Babli quoted that also. Rabbi Yoshia holds all the dinim of Schach apply to the Tfanis as well. And we paskin know that the only part of the Sukkah that's called Sukkah. Why is it called sukkah? Because it makes a shade. V'sakos al ha'ora nesaparoiches. V'sakos means to shade, to make schach, to be mesach. So the only thing that's mesach is the roof. The walls are not called schach, it's not called sukkah. The word sukkah really only applies to the schach, it doesn't apply to the tfanis. So how do you know that schach has to have these three conditions? That the sukkah means the schach is the main part that's called the sukkah, A sukkah is not kosher if you don't have tfanis. That's learned out from sukkim. But the word sukkah really only applies to the main definition. The word sukkah really applies only to the schach. So how do you know that there's such a requirement? That it has to be gedulei karkan, it has to be tolish, it should be detached from the ground, and it should be a dovishenim akabal tumah. So the mocker, first the Gemara is fishing around, one mocker, another mocker, till the Gemara finally says, Amrab Yechanon Amakro on the top of Yud Beis Amin Aleph, the third line from the top, that pasuk, it says, Sukkah Tasalacha Shivas Yamim, you should construct a sukkah that should be sturdy enough to last for all 7 days. What material should the schach be made of? Soul is Gorim V'yekev. Asbucha means the leftover. When you detach everything from the ground, what are you going to bring into the silo? You do a miruach, you leave out the psolus, and then you have only the yochel. Then the yochel you bring in. What are you going to bring everything in with all the psolus? It's going to take up twice as much room. If the farmer has a lot of pears, he doesn't have room for all of that. So he removes all the psolus. That's called ba'asbucha. Ba'asbucha means, it does mean at that season, the pshuta shal mikra is you should celebrate a holiday for a duration of 7 days, the holiday of sukkahs for a duration of 7 days, at the ingathering season, at that part of the year. But the Gemara is darshining an additional level of interpretation. Sukkahs tasel choy, you should construct the sukkah with, or the sukkah meaning the schach, with the psolus gone to the yekav. That's how I know that you have all the three conditions. But what does it mean, shivas yomim? So the Gemara says shivas yomim means that the sukkah should be sturdy enough to last for 7 days. Let's say I make a sukkah very wobbly. I only need it for tonight. I only need it for the first night of sukkahs. And the rest of the sukkahs I'm going to be invited out to other people's homes. So all I need is for the first night. No? So the Mishnah says that it's no good. If you sit in a sukkah that's ready to collapse, that's not an acceptable sukkah. Where's that Gemara? That's a Mishnah, a Braisa.
Sakatis don't mean you collect the tzvua and the peros, you bring it in to the goren?
Yeah, that's the pasuk shot. The plain shot in the pasuk means that that's the season of the year that you build, that you celebrate sukkahs, is the ingathering season. Here it's in the second paragraph, I forgot. Achav Gimel Amar Aleph. The Gemara quotes a braisa. Achav Gimel Amar Aleph, right after the Mishnah. Gemara quotes a braisa. Also, sukkasa berosh hasvina. Someone builds a sukkah on top of a boat, and the boat is at sea, and the winds are blowing at the sea. And the winds blow on the ocean or in the Mediterranean Sea much more than on the dry land. So if this sukkah would have been built on the dry land, it would have lasted for the duration of 7 days. But because he built it on the boat, and he knows the boat is going to be floating around in a location where it's going to be windy, so, and he knows the sukkah is not going to last for a duration of 7 days. So is it good for the night, for the day that it lasted? Is it good for the time that it lasted? So that's a machlokes hatanoi. Rabbi Gamliel Paisa, Rabbi Gamliel says, since you know in advance that this is for the ocean, and the ocean is not going to last for 7 days, so Tognish. Rabbi Akiva Machshir. Rabbi Akiva says that it is good. Why? So the Gemara says, if it wouldn't even be roy to last on dry land by Yavasha, Rabbi Akiva would also be maskim that it's no good. Everybody agrees to that drosha from the Pasuk. Sukkah tasalacha shivas yamim. You have to construct a sukkah that should be sturdy enough to last for 7 days. But here, on the dry land, it is sturdy enough to last. Rabbi Akiva says, just because you happen to be floating on the ocean, you don't have to measure the strength of the sukkah by that particular location. You measure by Yavosha. So they tell the story, they were going on a boat every so often, they had to go to Rome to negotiate with the government. So different stories are related in different mesichtas about the Tanoim who were traveling. They didn't stop travel for pleasure. They would enjoy sitting and learning in Yerushalayim, in Bnei Brak, wherever they lived. But sometimes they had to get involved in politics. They had no bravery. So Hayibay Misfino, Amar Rabbi Akiva Vasa Sukkah. Rabbi Akiva got up and he made a sukkah on the boat. And Rabbi Gamliel thought that it was a joke. He said, this sukkah for sure is not going to last for 7 days. So he didn't bother to sit in the sukkah. Rabbi Akiva sat in the sukkah, Gizok Tabrocha. The next day the wind blew and the whole sukkah collapsed. So Rabbi Gamliel was making fun of Rabbi Akiva. He says, Akiva, calls him by his first name. Heichon sukkascha, where's your sukkah? Oy sukkah. So what's the problem? Where's your sukkah? Last night he sat in the sukkah. Today, hatanishkin sukkah. No, because the din is you need roi l'chol shiva. Rabbi Kiva says, no. So the Gemara explains, on the dry land, it's yochalamad beruch mitzuya dayabosh. It's not yochalamad beruch mitzuya dayam. So that's the machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Not only does the din require Not only does the din require that the sukkah should be sturdy enough to withstand the ruach mitzuya of Yabasha, and according to Rabbi Gamliel, even a ruach mitzuya of Yam, if it's floating on the Yam, should be yochalame ruach mitzuya dayam. What happens if it's sturdy? Should be sturdy, very sturdy sukkah. But the nature of the sukkah is such that you're not allowed to use that sukkah on Shabbos and Yontem because of some muktzah or something. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. So the Mishnah here, Chav Gimel and Chav Beis and Beis, going over to Chav Gimel and Aleph, has a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yudit. And the Gemara explains it further. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yudit have a machlokes here. It's on Chav Gimel and Aleph, 15 lines from the top. Tanya, Masnis and Mani, Rabbi Meir, Tanya, Osu Sukasa Gabi Behem. He has a sukkah in India. Where is it? In some countries they have these gigantic elephants, let's say. So let's say make a sukkah on top of an elephant, and it's sturdy. The whole thing is it's safe. It's not going to fall. Or on a tree. A sukkah on top of a tree. So the only way to get to sit on the sukkah is by climbing up on the elephant and climb up on the tree. So Shabbos and Yontif, you need a permitted midirabbana. You need a permitted to climb up on a tree. A gzeri may break off a branch, nor are you permitted to climb up on an animal. Vaita mishtamish bebalechayim is also, it's mukta, balechayim amukta. Why? Because you're afraid. Also, shema yitlosh. He may be riding on the animal, he may break off a branch in order to whip, to hit the animal, to encourage it to go faster. They made a gzeri prohibiting the use of animals bechlal. So is this called ruya lechol shiva? What's the shaila? Sturdy, the sukkah is absolutely sturdy. It's going to last for all the 7 days. But Al-Pidin, you're not allowed to go. So the Gemara says that both Tanoim agree, Asatoy, in theory, it should really be no good. It's not Roy L'chol Shiva. Machlokes says, but it's only Midirabbanan, not Roy L'chol Shiva. That's the Shaila. Zaina Roy Dirabbanan, is that called Zaina Roy? But he's saying, no, on the level of the Raisa, there is no such din that you're not allowed to climb up on an animal, you're not allowed to climb up on a tree. A din Midirabbanan, you're not allowed to. But don't do it. But Minatari, you are allowed to. So that's the Machlokes. That's a famous discussion in Mishlam Melech. He has a lot of sources from Gemara. It says something which is Eina Roy Midirabbanan. Is that called Eina Roy? But he's saying, no, he mustn't do it, but basically it is Roy. So that's the Machlokes Hatanoim. So that's all based on the Pasuk. Sukkos Tazel Hoshivas Yomim. The Pshuta Shal Mikra means you should celebrate the holiday of Sukkos for a duration of 7 days. But the Tanoim understood an additional level of interpretation. It goes on the construction of the sukkah. You should construct the sukkah in such a way that it should be ruya l'chol shiva. There's even a machlokes in the Tanoim later. What if you have sturdy, should be sturdy, very sturdy, and no shaila for mishtamish bebalichaim, and no shaila for mishtamish bebehemis? There is no issue of that. A perfectly normal sukkah, but no vas. The first day sukkah is invited over there. The second day sukkah is invited over there. The third day sukkah is all the bachrim in Eretz Yisrael. All the students in Eretz Yisrael, they're invited out every day in another sukkah. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Is this din that you need sukkah l'chol shiva? Is that a din only in the chefts of the sukkah? The sukkah has to be such that it should be roy. The sukkah should be roy for all seven. What do you need in the kiyum mitzvah? When the person fulfills the mitzvah, he has to sit in the same sukkah for all 7 days. Now, if it rains on one day, he's only sitting for 6 days, and nobody says not yotze. It means all the days that it's shaykh to fulfill a mitzvah, you have to fulfill a mitzvah in the same sukkah. So that's a machlokes hatanoi. The Gemara quotes Rab Lezer. Rab Lezer's opinion is that you have to sit all 7 days in the same sukkah. And if you
14
Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah. And he says, if you yaitzim is sukkah le sukkah, if you go from one sukkah to the other sukkah, even though each sukkah is perfectly sturdy, sukkah is kosher for all 7 days, and it's sturdy enough to last all 7 days, but it's not only a din in the sturdiness of the sukkah, it's a din in the gavra, that the gavra has to fulfill the mitzvah in shivas yomim, in the same sukkah.
How about shutris?
That's what he says, hayaitzim is sukkah le sukkah. The Gemara says that shutfis is no good. We'll get in a minute. And the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say no. Ablezer says hayotzim misuke lesuke. Ain yotzim misuke lesuke. If you do, then you're mevatel a mitzvah. Then you're just not yotzim. But we don't accept most of the poskim do not accept Ablezer's opinion. Why mehechateisa? The Gemara says Ablezer shamutehu. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, need a few places. The Rav Lezer was from the Beis Shammai, so that's why generally we don't accept his opinions. Here and there, the Gemara has four or five exceptions to the rules from the whole Shas that we pass from, like Rav Lezer ben Hurkin, Rav Lezer Agor. But usually we don't follow his opinion. So here also, Alpi Pashtus, we don't follow Rav Lezer's opinion. In Acharonim they quote from the Maharil that the Maharil recommended you should be choshish for a blazer sheet. Very schwer. So they stand on their head to give a whole explanation. Why? No one passes like a blazer. Yeah. Why? So they give pshetlach. So shverevor. The pashtus is that that's not a problem. Then the Gemara has another machlok is the init shalachem. Also on chav zayinam and beis. The Gemara has two disputes between a blazer and a chachamim. So one is chav zayinam and beis towards the bottom. The blazer says if you leave one sukkah and you go to another sukkah, you're not yotze the mitzvah, even though each sukkah is sturdy. And the Chachamim disagree. Then the Gemara has another machlekes. Reb Leizer says, "Kishem." Here, this is around 10 lines from the top. Tanya Reb Leizer Omer on Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Kishem, Shein Anam Yotze Dechavasa Beyond the Rishon Shalchag B'Lulav Shalchaveira. Just like the first day, or in Chutzlot, you need the first 2 days. You need Shalachem, and the Dalad meaning you need Shalachem. Lokachtem Lachem means Shalachem should belong to you. Similarly, Kach. Not only the first 2 days of Sukkah, says the whole 7 days of Sukkah, Sukkah. You have to have the Sukkah should be Shalachem. Kach Eiranim Yetzedech Avasa B'Sikosu Shalchavei Rai.
By Lulav it says Lachem.
Yeah,
he is so says.
It doesn't say Lachem.
Lachem.
That's what he darshans Lachem. The Gemara quotes. Yeah. He darshans the Lachem. And the Chachamim disagree. No. Even though the earlier Tanoim said Eiranim Yetzedech Avasa Beyond the Rishon B'Lulav Shalchavei, even though it says Shalachem, that shalachem means shalachem, it should belong to you. But over here, it cannot be like that. Why? So they prove it because the pasuk says kolezoch b'sol yeshuv basukais. So they understand that pasuk to be that to mean that theoretically it's possible that all of klal yisrael should be able to fit. How can they fit into one sukkah? How is that physically possible? It means b'zeh hazeh, one after the other. It doesn't mean all the
basukas.
Yes, so everybody brings their own carbon pencil. Right. Yes, so here also, here it goes on one sukkah. Yeah.
No.
The Poshib shot in the Pasuk, it goes on celebrating the holiday.
Oh, right.
But the Gemara is darshaning the whole Pasuk as referring to the construction of the Sukkah. That's what I'm going to explain tonight. The Tanoim understood an additional level of interpretation in that Pasuk, that Sukkah starts to lecho goes on construction of the Sukkah. Asiyas Achevtu Shalah Sukkah. So the Chachamim disagree with Rav Leizer. Taisus, yes, it's very schwer. How do you have a husband and a wife and 9 children? And then some of them get married and you have grandchildren. So everybody's sitting around. So it's no good because the sukkah belongs to me. So I have to be makne, the schach. I have to sit in my 7x7 tvoch. And the sukkah has to have a minimum of 7x7 tvoch. Machlek is b'sham and b'sil. Whether the minimum size is 6x6 tvochim or 7x7. Not too much of a difference. Pretty tiny. Right. Pretty crowded in. So we paskin zayin al zayin, 7x7 tvachim. So you have to have a gigantic sukkah. So I have to have 7x7 belongs to me, and 7x7 to my wife. That schach belongs to her. 7x7 for this son, or for that daughter, for that grandchild. Everyone, how is that shaka? It doesn't make any sense. And who did the tefanis belong to? We'll ignore the tefanis. The main thing is only the schach. The schach in each shalachim. How can it be? Very schwer. So Tesis gives a schwer verse. So Tesis says, well, maybe the teretz is, maybe Teshuva came to Duru. Just like there is a din, you should sit in Sukkah in a normal fashion, the same way a whole family would sit together at home. So just like the home belongs to the balabas, what he comes, Rabbi Leizer comes to exclude is, if a neighbor invites me to his Sukkah, but I sit in my Sukkah with my wife, my children, how can you say that's a violation of Shalachem?
Everybody in the family has to build his own Sukkah.
So every member of the family has to have his own Sukkah, or you have to have every 7x7 in Schach has to belong to each member of the family separately. This is a shver avot, Rav Leizer, a shver avot. Anyway, we don't accept Rav Leizer's opinion. So the argument that the Chachamim advanced to disagree with Rav Leizer was that the pasuk sounds like it's theoretically possible. Kol Yisrael ruim leisha b'sukkah achas. It's theoretically possible to build one sukkah that's owned b'shutfis by everybody. And is that called shalachem? Shutfis is called shalachem. Is not called shalachem. So what does it mean? So how do they prove that you don't need shalachem? How do they prove that you don't need shalachem? So Poshib Shat Nigamara might be that Shutfis is not called shalachem because by Dalet Minim, let's say you have an Esrig and a Lulav that belongs to Shutfis, b'shutfis to a group of people. So the Gemara says in Yesh Nechlin, the Gemara talks in Yesh Nechlin, the father died, the father bought Dalet Minim and he died. So So the children yarshin from the father. So let's say you have five sons. So they decide what are they going to split. They'll all be yetzer with the same dalad minim. And after Sukkot is over, they'll divide the whole Yerusha. So the Gemara says, no, it's no good. Since the dalad minim are on b'shutfas by all of the sons, so no one's yetzer with the shalachet. That's what it says in the Gemara. That's why it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. That in Esuk shal shutfim, no one's yetzer. It's not called shalachem. In order to be called shalachem, it has to be fully mine. The Minchas Chinuch chepes on the Shulchan Aruch. He chepes all of Yerushalayim had. They know to pass like that Gemara. Maybe this Gemara goes with Ashiti dug up a Gemara chulin. But the Gemara has a discussion whether Shutfus is called Shalachem. Whenever the din requires Shalachem, is it called Shalachem, is it not called Shalachem? So he wants to suggest that maybe this Gemara is Shaloika Halacha, and Halacha Lamaisa, which you really pass on that an Esrog Shal Shutfim is called Shalachem. No. It remained on the level of a suggestion. Halacha Lamaisa is masking, because that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's what it says in all the Rishon. They quote the Gemara Halacha, that Esrog Shal Shutfim is not called Shalachem. So if Rabbi Leza holds, Kishem, he says, just like on the first 2 days of Sukkot. First day of Sukkot, you need Shalachem on the Lulav, because it says the Pasuk Shalachem, or Lakachtam Lachem. So too, all of the duration of the 7 days of Sukkot, you need Shalachem by the Sukkot. So you should say, just like Shutfus is not called Shalachem by the Lulav, so Shutfus is not called Shalachem by the Sukkot. So the Chachamim argue and they say, no, but we have a Pasuk. Kol Yisrael Yurim Leisha B'Sukkah Achas. How is that possible? You see that Shutfus is good, that you don't need Shalachem. If the din would have required Shalachem, Shutfus would not be acceptable. That's L'chor the Pashup Shat. Rashi does not say like that. Rashi says, and what's the proof that you don't need Shalachem? They were all Shutfim. So what's wrong? Rashi says, what's wrong with Shutfim? She just said, it's not good because by Lulav Shutfus is no good. Yeah. It's not called Shalachem. So by Sukkot it's also. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi says, how much could the sukkah cost already? How expensive could it be already? He says, Kol Yisrael Ruim Leisha B'Sukkah Achas. What's the world Jewish population? A couple of million Jews in the whole wide world? I don't know. How many millions of Jews are there? I don't know. So let's imagine everybody is a shutif in the sukkah, and they'll all eat a kazayis, a kibetz, or whatever, all bezech, hazed, they'll all sit. So how much could everybody own? Rashi says, less than a shavuputa. Leave out all the noye sukkah. Just how much is the sukkah itself sell for? The tfanis with the schach. How much could the sukkah itself sell for? The Rashi says, everyone's share is going to come out, each person's share is going to come out less than a shavaputa. So sefeltach in shalachem. He doesn't say that shutfus is already not called shalachem. He should have said pashup shot.
Right.
He seems to say that shutfus is called shalachem. Like the Minchas Chinuch says.
You can't have a key.
And less than a shavaputa. No, you can have a bialis on less than a shavaputa, but you need a shear in shalachem. In order to be yotzei, it has to be whenever the din. Let's say the Minchas Chinuch has a kasha. There's such a Rashi later also that you need shalachem on the first 2 days of Sukkot on dalad minim. So the Minchas Chinuch frekta that kasha. The aravis are worthless. It's less than a shavuputa.
Not today.
Oh, now they came to solve the Minchas Chinuch problem. They charge $3 for one akosha aravis. Yeah, but the Minchas Chinuch frekta that kasha. The aravis are worthless. It's pachas m'shavuputa. So how is it called Shalachem? If Rashi Shita here, and Rashi says it later, Rashi writes that if it's not a Shavuputa, it's not called Shalachem, whenever they didn't require Shalachem. Even the Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch, now they solved the problem, they charge way more than a Shavuputa. Case there's a suffix, what's a Shavuputa? So I mentioned that story, someone told me a story, the Rabbeinu Shvinkel had a very good sense of humor. So he was once at a Shavu Bracha, so he asked him to bench Mezumin. So they gave him a gigantic cuss. So he said, what's this? So he said, Chazanish is sheer of a revir. So he picked up the cuss and he was benching like this. So he said, what do you pick it up so high? So he says, the din is you have to pick it up a tefach. He's not sure how big a tefach is. So he picked it up so high. That's a revir. So that's a tefach, yeah. So that's we're not sure exactly how much a shavuprut is. No, they charge $3 for one branch of an aravis. So for sure, that's a shavuprut. No doubt about it, yeah. Even at the time of the Minchas Chinuch, that the Aravos were less than a half a penny, less than a pachas m'shavuputa, it's probably also not shver. What do you need shalachem? Every Aravos should be shalachem, and the hadasim separately, the dalet minim together, all together should be shalachem. So as long as the esrog costs a penny. As long as the esrog costs, if you start with the esrog, then the days of Minchas Chinuch also cost more than a penny.
More than today, maybe.
The esrog is for nothing. Okay, right. So you don't sell the esrog at all. So as long as the lulav costs money for the lulav.
If somebody gives you a matuna, even though it didn't cost you, it's good, right? It's also good, right? Somebody gives you a matuna, as long as the value of the
value.
Thing is. So maybe for you it's not work, but it has intrinsic value.
Okay. Okay. And the Pashta says, yeah. No, the box doesn't help over here. We need that it should be shalachem. So you don't need that it, the lulav should be shalachem. You need all together, the dalbinim together should be shalachem. So if you have a shavah pruta all together, the Pashta says that it's good enough. You don't need that each one individually should have a shalachem.
So what happens if somebody gives you actually, if you don't have a shalachem? Just to borrow just our ovis will also be good, according to what you're saying now?
No. It should all belong to me, but you don't need that every ovis should be shavah pruta. The shear is required, everything all together.
Yeah.
Should
but
have the shear of shavah pruta.
If somebody gives it to you that just our ovis is no good, because it's a chur and our ovis. Even though
it has to be shalachem. You need all four have to be shalachem, but you don't need that each and every one separately should be the shavah pruta. If all four together add up to a shavah pruta, it's also good. It's not that that's the pasha to teretz in the minhag chinuch kash.
Each one of the mitzvahs completely actually is valid mitzvahs, right? It's not one mitzvah.
The Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs, he's going to count it as one mitzvah because the Mishnah says ma'akvim zezeh. The Mishnah Menachos, like right over here, it hardly even says it. It doesn't really say it. Menachos, the Mishnah says the dal binim shabululav ma'akvim zezeh. If you're missing one, so you don't bother to take the other three. There's no partial. You don't say let him have a partial kima mitzvah. He has to have all four. The din is that there's a machlokes whether you really need three hadasim or not. Machlokes hatanaim. Rabbi Kiva shita is that one hadas is enough. And many rishonim paskin mikra din the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva that one is enough. It's just lachatchili you need three. So if you only have one hadas, so then you bench estrig and that's a shayla with a bracha or without a bracha. That's the question already. So you bench estrig, you don't bench it. Bench means a bracha. Yeah. You take the dalaminim, misafek, without a bracha. Maybe the din is like Rebbe Kiva that you don't really need three. But if you're missing one of the minim for sure, missing a ganzen, one of the minim, then you don't even bench misafek. There's no shayla. The dal minim am miyakim. So the Rambam says, since the miyakim zezeh, he's only going to count it as one mitzvah. So that's how the Tanoim read the additional level of interpretation in the pasuk. Sukkah tasalucha refers to construction of the sukkah. Shivas yom should be sturdy enough to last for 7 days. The material from which you should make the sukkah should be the psolas garmiyakim, the leftover, what you leave outside when you bring it into the house. The psolus is what you leave outside. And that's how the Tanoim saw from the Pasuk that there's a din of Tase, the Loimeno Asui. Right? Yeah, that's the Gemara, Tase, the Loimeno Asui. This Gemara was on Yud Beis. What?
Psolus is not Mehuda.
For the schach, we're talking the schach is not oichel at all.
Yeah.
You can't use oichel. If you use the oichel, it's possible because it's mekabel tuma. Yes, you have to use the psolus, which is not mekabel tuma. It's not mehuda. It doesn't look pretty. The schach doesn't have to look pretty. Yes. So here on Yud Aleph from the base, that 10 lines from the top, the Gemara quotes Tarsu v'Leiman Asi. Take for example, I remember once the year that my daughter got married in Eretz Yisrael, in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, so there was a big storm then, so people had Sukkot in the hotels on the different floors, and they had schach, they had mats, everybody used mats for schach, and then the wind was blowing, so the wind blew the mats off from all the Sukkot, so some of the mats landed on someone else's Sukkot. Their mats fell off, and this mat flew from the upper Sukkot to the lower Sukkot. So the Pashta says that's literally Tasev Leibonos. Mamish, it was the placing of the schach on top of the sukkah was not done by a human being at all. That's zicha no good. That's not mamish. Tasev Leibonos. The din is that Tasev Leibonos is only a din in the schach.
Yeah.
It doesn't apply to the Tfanis. The Gemara said the Ferish. And the Tfanis, Tasev Leibonos is okay. The Mishnah talks about Achetet Bigodish, Lasis Lasukkah. There's a big pile full of hay. Someone climbs in the bottom of the pile and he's picking out hay and he makes a hollow opening, so he has schach on top and he has walls on the side. So the Gemara says the schach is possible and the walls are good because the schach, it wasn't put there. He put a pile of hay, He didn't put it l'shem tzeil.
It's a byproduct. It's not a main product.
Yeah. It was memela. It turns out memela. After he makes the hollow cavity, so memela, the roof is there, but it wasn't placed by a human being, l'shem tzeil. So that's tasav l'menasa. But the tranis are good. The walls are good. There's no din of asiyah on the tranis. The din of asiyah is only on the schach. Sukkah is tasav l'chod. The word sukkah only applies to the schach. It doesn't really apply to the tranis. So that's the din of tasav l'menasa. There is a machlokes in Rishonim. Let's say you have such a sukkah that has a shlak on top, and you can open it and close it. So let's say you put, and the shlak is a board of wood that is not kosher. So say, what is the shlak made of? So if the shlak is made of plastic, so it's not gedulei karka, it's synthetic material, so it's a right away puzzle. What if the shlak is made of a board of wood? So it's a board of wood that doesn't have any holes in it, so it's going to cover the shlak, so it's not going to rain in. So what's taka the din? So there's a Mishnah that says, even if the shlak is so thick that you can't see the stars through it, so the Mishnah says that it's kosher. But the Rabbeinu Tam is quoted by Tosfos as saying, if ein hakochavim nirim, that's not a problem. But if it doesn't rain through, that is a problem. Where's the Mishnah about ein hakochavim nirim? I forgot it. It's the last line of the Mishnah on Amud Aleph. Afal pi she'ein hakochavim nirim mitachtov, so it says in the Mishnah that it's good. Here it is. Achav beis Amud Aleph. Right, that's what we're going to get to. So we assume that the if you wouldn't have the shlak, you just have the shlak is not kosher for shlak. Why not? So if the shlak is made from synthetic material, so it's not gedulei karka, so it's no good menater. What if the shlak is made from wood, a piece of wood? So what's wrong?
It's a big board of wood, no? It would be
a mekabel tumim midirabbanon. It's only mekabel tumim midirabbanon. Tosfos has such a chiddush that a big piece of wood, it's a pshuti kleyei.
Right.
But Tosfos has a chiddush on daf hey, yomer aleph. This Tosfos is the Magen Avraham quote that if you have a very wide board of wood, it's mekabel tumim midirabbanon because you can use it to serve on it, or a challah tray, a bread tray, yeah. No, it doesn't have to be dollar al dollar. No, it has to be large enough to use as a tray. The Tosfos Mechadisha, that's Mekabel Tumim Midirabbanan. Yeah, but even without that, here Tosfos, even without the Mekabel Tumim Midirabbanan, Gzeres Tikra is Midirabbanan. Right, that's Machlekes HaTanan, where the Mesachach and Minasorim. Are you allowed to use wide boards if they're very wide? So we Paskin, you're not allowed to use boards that are too wide, because the person will say, why should I sit in the sukkah? I may as well sit in the house, because their houses used to be bungalows and they saw the wide boards on top. So if you're going to allow the same wide boards that you build houses with, you're going to allow in the sukkah, even though you do the karka and so on, even if it's going to rain in and everything, you can see the stars and everything. Not that they're built so close that it doesn't rain in at all. You make it like a sukkah, so we pass on that there's a gzera midrabanan, that's on Yud Dalet and Aleph. Machlek is Rav Meir, Rav Yud in the Mishnah, a whole discussion in the Gemara when the gzera midrabanan applies. But that's only midrabanan. Eim sachach and minisar neser. Neser is a wide board. That's a gzera midrabanan, mishum gzera stikrum. The people will say, why should I eat in the sukkah? I may as well eat in the house, because the house was a bungalow. It looks the same. So you're not allowed to, that's midrabanan, you're not allowed to use it. But here the Rabbeinu Tam holds on there's a Gemara Chesam Beis, where the Gemara talks about there's a machlokes b'shamay b'silul on tesam and aleph, that tesam and aleph. Is there a requirement that the schach should be placed up l'shem mitzvah or not? You have to have asiyah l'shma. So b'shamay amachman that you need asiyah l'shma, b'silul say it's not necessary. The sukkah will be kosher even if the schach was not placed l'shma. That's why there's a din. Sukkah's gamvach if a nochri made the sukkah. But in a lot of the hotels in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of hotels here also, they go and put up this chach.
Even if you pay the Gentile to put it up, that's the kavanah, to have him put up.
No,
it doesn't. But if the nochri, if the person is putting it up, is not a bar mitzvah, he's not a bar chiyuva, and that mitzvah al pidin, he's not able to do lishma. A woman is potter from sukkah. So if the din would have been like Beishamai, that the schach has to be placed in Shema, a Jewish woman wouldn't be able to put up the schach either. She's not a Bachiyuva. Like the Rabbeinu Tam says in Taisus and Gittin, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch as a Yesh Omrim, that a woman is not chayv in tzitzis. That's a din. Women are not chayv in tzitzis. Therefore, a woman cannot tie the strings to the garment, because whoever is not in this parsha cannot create Lishma. A cotton, let's say, before bar mitzvah. That's what I've been in times chinuch. A cotton before bar mitzvah cannot tie the tzitzis because he needs lishmo. So a woman, even if she's after bas mitzvah, she's not mechuyev even the mitzvah tzitzis. It says man grama. So the women cannot, are not kosher to tie the tzitzis. Basically, we don't hold like that, Rabbi Natan. But that's the background of his opinion. He says whenever there's a mitzvah that the women are not mechuyev in, so they're not able to create lishma. In order to be able to create lishma, you have to be mechuyev in that mitzvah. So the Gemara quotes a brisa here that a sukkah is gamvach. Gamvach is a Rashi Tevis. What is it?
Goy.
No, not Tanakh.
No.
Goy, no?
Roam Kayots and Burgonish, that's Rakash.
What is the Rashi Tevis of Gamvach? I forgot.
Goyim?
Goyim? No.
Yeah.
And what's the Nun? Noshim. Ah.
Yeah.
Goyim make the put on the schach or Noshim. Women put on the schach. Behemoth, it doesn't mean the behemoth put on the schach. It means the sukkah was made for behemoth. It wasn't made for human
stall,
beings.
A stall.
So it wasn't, it was, the schach was put up l'shem tzel, but not l'shem mitzvah.
Yeah.
So Bishamba would pay, say all four cases are possible. Achof is kusim. Kusim are also goyim. Kusim means good. Gamvach Rakvash. These are two Rashi Tevis. The Rashi Tevis are if they put the schach on to serve, to make shade, but not at all the Shem Mitzvah. Either the people who constructed the sukkah were goyim who are not able, not capable of thinking Lishma, or in fact they didn't think Lishma was made to make shade for animals, but not for Jewish people to fulfill the mitzvah. So Bishamai say it's no good. Bishamai say the schach has to be placed Lishma. And we pass like Bishilo, that even though the schach was not placed Lishma, it's also good. The top Tosfos says, though, on Tesam and Aleph, they quote the Yerushalmi, and the Bavli doesn't say a word. In Yerushalmi, it says differently. Not that the Machlek is Bisham, that's the top Tosfos on Tesam and Aleph. Not that the Machlek is Bisham and Misilah, is whether you need Lishma or you don't need Lishma. They all agree that you do need Asir Lishma. They just argue how much has to be Lishma. So Bisham, I say, every stitch of the schach has to be put up Lishma. From corner to corner, everything. And Misil will say, if you put a little bit Lishma, a tefach al tefach, if, let's say, the goyim made the whole sukkah, and you pick up a little bit, a tefach by tefach, and you put it down again, so that's considered asiyah lishma on the whole thing. Or, that's one suggestion in Beis Hillel, or the other suggestion is, if you have a kol shehu al pnei kula, let's say you have bamboo, that goes the whole distance, the whole length of the whole sukkah, you pick up one piece of bamboo, even though it's less than a tefach wide, but since it goes, you put it up and you pick it down, you put it down again, l'shem mitzvah, so because it's mahalach al pnei kula, so that's all also considered a partial asiyah lishma. So b'silah l'b'shamay, it's not at all like the Bavli presents it. The Bavli presents it as a fundamental machlekes, but they need asiyah lishma or not. And they quote the psukim, and what does the b'silah do with b'shamay's pasuk? What does b'shamay do with b'silah's pasuk? The simple reading of the Bavli is that the machlekes b'shamay's still what they need lishma. And Yishami presents it differently, that they both agree you need lishma. The argument is, do you need lishma on everything? Every inch needs lishma, or partial asiyah lishma is good enough for everything. So in Shulchan Aruch, they're machmer for the Yerushalmi. The Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch are not sure whether the Yerushalmi really disagrees with the Bavli and holds that Beis Hillel would pasul b'di'evit. They hold that it's pasul b'di'evit if you didn't have the Jew pick up a tefach al tefach. Or maybe the whole Yerushalmi's chumer within Beis Hillel is only a lachatchila. Maybe Mikra Adina doesn't pasul.
What's the
mark of
did have something called partial lishma? Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Yeah, but
you don't need the lishma on the whole thing. As long as you have a lishma on part.
You have to have a lishma for the
whole
thing.
Yes, there's a need for every inch you need lishma. I don't know. It sounds like a din derabbanan. Pashut Pshat sounds like a din derabbanan. There's another place where you have such a din later in the Masechta. There's a din, if you have lovewood, if you have lovewood, that's the top tesis on Yud Chesem and Aleph. The Gemara says, let's say you have an empty space, a gap in the schach. Let's say you have two mats, and the two mats go the whole length of the sukkah, and then the mats, because of the, whatever, they're separated from each other a few inches. So the din is that as long as they're within lover to each other, within three tefachim to each other, tefach Rav Moshe writes is 3.6 inches. So as long as the end of the two parts of the schach are within lover to each other, that's okay, it doesn't pass all the sukkah. Or let's say the tefanis have to be, sometimes you come to a sukkah, they didn't have enough schach to put around, so they have a lot of schach over here, and then when it comes near the walls, there's no schach at all. So nobody sits there. Yeah, but the Mishnah says, hirchik hasichuch menatvana shloshet tvachim psula. You have to have that the schach should be within lavud, within three tvachim to the walls. If you have a hafsoke and there's no lavud, if you have a hafsoke of three tvachim between the tvanis and the schach, so it's considered as if those tvanis don't relate to the sukkah. So you have to see how many walls you have. If you have four walls around the sukkah and the schach is touching three out of the four walls and the fourth wall is not touching, so dalmehach and nishgefelach, the sukkah is good without the fourth wall also. You don't even need the fourth wall. But let's say sometimes, I saw in Washington tonight, sometimes they don't have that big sukkah for the whole building and they don't have enough schach, so they put all the schach in the middle, and then around, if all you need are two walls where you don't have the schach within three tefachim to the walls. So then you only have the other two walls. So sukkah is not kosher with two walls. You have to have three walls. 2.5 walls you have to have chach. You have to make sure that the schach was within lover to the walls.
How do we say the walls bend in a couple of hours?
The walls bend in is a din if you have schach pasul. That's an important din. If you have pasul or schach, let's say you have canvas up, or let's say you have there's a approach. I have schach over the whole sukkah, and then I have the building leans over. The sukkah is leaning next to the side of the building. And then the building has concrete, a ledge that protrudes a foot out, let's say, 2 feet out. So the ledge is the concrete. Concrete is not gidule karka. It's karka mamish. Karka mamish is no good. You have to have gidule karka that's tallish. It's no good. You can't make a schach from concrete. So not only is the concrete not kosher, all the schach that's below the concrete is considered as if it's also puzzle. So you have, let's say, this is the schach on top. Let's say the top of the table is the schach. The first couple of feet of the schach is under the concrete. So you're not allowed to sit under that. So we treat all of this as if it's schach puzzle. So what if you don't have four walls? Let's say you only have three walls. That's one wall. Here's the second wall. Here's the third wall. There is no fourth wall over there. So we say this wall is not within three tefachim to the kosher schach. So toidach nish. Let's say this goes in 2 feet. The ledge goes and sticks out 2 feet. So the first 2 feet of the sukkah, of the schach is puzzle. So it's no good. But then the Mishnah has Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, if the area, if the top, if you do have schach, if you have avir empty space over here, tognish, if you have avir of three tefachim not so much, 3.6 is one tefach. So how much? 11.
Less than a foot.
So if you have empty space, tognish, but if you have schach all the way to the end, but the schach is possible because you have the concrete on top of it, so then you have a break up until Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos is a lot. That's called Doifen Akuma. That's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. We consider it as if the schach possible on top is an extension of the wall. As if the wall that's over there goes up, the wall taka does go up, and as if the wall bends in, the possible of schach is considered as if the wall bent in.
It's a wall.
So that's a daifen, and the daifen is touching the schach, but that's only up until Dalaram. Usually, you're not going to have more. By our case, you're not going to have more than Dalaram.
You don't say this by a tree. By a tree, you wouldn't say.
Has to either touch three of the four walls. No, it has to be within three tefachim to three of the walls, right. It has to be within three tefachim to three of the walls.
What would it be by a tree if you have that situation, which hangs over a little bit? You also say Doifen Akuma? If you have a tree over the sukkah.
Over the sukkah, and a half schach under the tree.
So
that schach is possible. So that schach possible if it's less than Dalet Amos.
Yeah, you will say Doifen Akuma.
Same thing. Same thing.
If I have, let's say, an awning on top of the
Now,
let's say I open it up. Why isn't that past
the 11? That's what I want to talk about a little bit. So let me just mention, here there's a din of lovewood. Let's say I have mats on top of the sukkah, the mats that are kosher. So let's say I have a gap in between one mat and the other. As long as the gap is less than three tefachim, so the din is that it's lovud. So the Gemara says, however, but you're not allowed to sit under the hole. Even though you say lovud, you're not allowed to sit. So Tosafot says, every sukkah has a hole. There's always holes. The Rabbeinu Tam says that the sukkah is no good if it doesn't rain in. The Mishnah said, even though the kochavim are rainim near him, it's good. Sounds like l'chatchila should be able to see the stars. That's how it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It says l'chatchila should build the sukkah. It shouldn't be so thick. You shouldn't be able to see the stars, because the Mishnah says, even though you can't see the stars, also good. Sounds like Atchil should. That's on Chav Beis Amidam. But if you can't see the stars, it's good. But what if it can't even rain through? So then the Rabbeinu Tam says, on Chesam Beis, that's no good. I start to say, on Chesam Beis, The Gemara was quoting the Machlekes Beishamah and Beisila, whether you have to have Asiyah Lishma or not. So Beishamah say you have to put this, a Jew has to put up the Schach Lishma. The Nachri puts it, even if he thinks Lishma, it's not considered Lishma. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, if a woman would put this Schach, also not called Lishma, because the woman is not even Sukkot, it's Zman Groma. So since she's not a Baruch Yuvah, so she can't create Lishma. Just like he says, the woman can't tie tzitzis Lishma. So a woman wouldn't be able to make the sukkah either. But we don't paskin like Bishama. We paskin like Bisila. The sukkah doesn't need Lishma. It just has to, you have to put the schach on, not L'shem Mitzvah, it has to be placed L'shem Tzeil, in order to make shade. So then the Gemara says, as long as it's Nasis Kihilchosa, Ubavat Shetem is Suchechas Kihilchosa. So the Rishonim ask, what does that mean? That's on the bottom of Ches on the base, about 10 lines from the bottom. What kind of an expression is that? As long as it's misuchechas kihilchas, as long as the schach is sitting, as long as it has the proper amount of schach, what does that mean? So that's what all the Rishonim quote in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. We don't even have it. In our tzitzis, we don't even have this Rabbeinu Tam. They quote it a little bit Berenizah. But the other Rishonim quote on Ches and the Beis on that line. Means if there's so much schach that it can't even rain in, then the whole sukkah is no good. So let's say you have a shlach that consists of a canvas. So canvas is no good because it's makabel tumah. It's fine, it's gedulah karka, it grows on a bush. But it's makabel tumah, it's a piece of material, a piece of cloth is makabel tumah. Let's say it's made from nylon or some synthetic thing. So that's not gedulah karka, so that's no good minatera. Or let's say it's made from a solid board. So solid board is not just a gzeris nisar. You have a thin piece of plywood for the whole schach. So it's gedulei karka, and it's ainu makabel tumah min haTorah, let's say, and it's a tolush. So you're going to say that it's good. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's not good min haTorah because it can't rain in. So that's not good.
Holes in it.
Oh, he drill holes, he made it good. So then it'll be good. A couple of holes here and there. So then you can use the plywood. Okay. So the shah, let's say you have such a schlach that prevents all the rain from coming in. So if I'll put the schach on top of the tfanis at the time that the schlach is down, at the time that the schlach is closed, and I'll put it down. So at the time that I put the schach, remove the schach, so that's a big machloikis in Shulchan Aruch. That's in the Ramah. The Ramah quotes the Rishonim and says that is kosher. Ramah says that is kosher. Why? He says, at the time that I put the schach on the sukkah per se is kosher. Now you can't be yotze with the sukkah because there's something else in the way over there. But the sukkah be atzmusa. The sukkah is a kosher sukkah. You personally have to get rid of your schach in order for you to fulfill the mitzvah. But there's nothing wrong with your sukkah. That's what the Ramah quotes from the Rishonim, that it's a kosher sukkah at the time that you made it, and there's no problem of tasa v'lo menasa. So then on the bottom of the page, on the side of the page, the Magen Avraham quotes the Bach, who says that not all the Rishonim agree, that some hold no, that you have to put the schach down when the shlach is open. Okay. If you put it when the shlach is closed, that's a violation of tasa v'lo menasa. So the Shaila says then when it rains, and you put the shlach down, then you open it up, so shouldn't that then be tasa v'lo menasa? Take the chvaita nisht. At the time you open the shlach, at the time that it was closed, the sukkah was no good.
But it's when you made the sukkah, shouldn't
that be the barometer? So that's a vaita machlokes. So there is one opinion in the Marchar that every time you open your shlach, you got to pick up the schach. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you wouldn't be allowed to do that. I don't know so much. Muktzah, you can get around. Do it with your elbow. Mukta is only we are still Mukta is only after
you yourself finishing you
know my second yeah oil I roy yeah oil I roy the second money yeah you're not allowed to do that yeah on Shabbos the Antip we would assume that you're not allowed to do that but on Chalamoy there is one opinion that every time you close the shlach it becomes possible. Every time you open it you gotta pick up the whole schach, not just the tefach ha-tefach. It's not a question of the shmo. The whole schach is the tasa v'lo menasa. The whole thing is a psul, so you got to pick up those schach. So we don't paskin like that. We don't. That's for sure. We don't paskin like. We paskin that depends on the tchilas asiyah. If at the time that you put the schach on, it was kosher. Okay, Okay, so then even if you close the shlak and then you open it later in the middle of Sukkot, since betchilas asiya it was done behechsher, so then there will no longer be a psul of tas of leminos. That's the way we assume in Shulchan Aruch. So we said not that the sukkah itself was pasul. At the time that I made the sukkah was kosher, you can't be yotze the mitzvah.
Yeah,
you can't be yotze the mitzvah. Something crept in that prevents you from being yotze the mitzvah. Let's say I made a kosher sukkah and then somebody holds a flag on top just temporarily. A guy says, every mishugan can ruin my sukkah. They'll just come and throw some gedulei karak on top, then I'm going to take it off. Every time I'm going to have to take off the whole schach. So some rishonim will takasei in achanami. Whoever, some terrorist will cover over everybody's sukkah, so they'll have to pick up, you have to pick up all the schach and do it all over again. But we paskin that that doesn't possible. The sukkah per se was made behechsher, and it had an asiyah. The asiyah was behechsher. Now temporarily you're unable to be yotze the mitzvah with it. So then if you remove that problem, I say the original asiyah was behechsher. So these dinim, this is based on the pasuk that we're giving an additional interpretation of the whole pasuk. Sukkah's tas alochay mean tas of elay menasa. There's a din of asiyah as sukkah. Shivas yamim, the sukkah should be sturdy enough to last for 7 days, and it should be al pi din. You should be able to use it if you made it on top of a tree, on top of an animal. That's the machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Yudah, where that's eneroy. The rabbanon makes it eneroy. And it should be bepsolas garim v'yekev. The schach should be made from the leftover after you remove the psolas from the ochel, from the psolas. Gidule karka tolush in einam kabbalton. So it has to be within dalet
amis.
The opening that you have in the middle cannot have a distance of more than dalet amis
from three walls at least.
Three walls.
Three
of the walls have to be within dalet amis.
Yeah, they do have it.
Sometimes you have a problem. I remember I saw a sukkah. One balabas was showing me his beautiful home in Muncie and his beautiful sukkah, and he's swearing to me that Rabbi Tendler told him that it's okay, and Mrs. Tendler was there. When he was showing me the beautiful home, Mrs. Tendler said, "What kind of a sukkah? This is not a kosher sukkah." He said, "No, your husband said that it's okay and I can do it like that." The mazel was that he never used the sukkah. He always goes, a wealthy baba, he always goes to Eretz Yisrael for sukkahs. So then I spoke to Rabbi Tendler. Rabbi Tendler said he must have misunderstood. He never said that. So I said, "You better tell the Baal Bas, because he thinks he was telling your wife that he thinks he has a kosher sukkah."
Too far away from the wall.
Oh. It wasn't within dalet amis. If you have curtains, you have a problem. The curtains are mekabel tumah, but we paskin that mekabel tumah is only a problem on the schach. It's not a problem on the shvanis. But the problem is a different one. The Gemara says that the fanas for sukkah have a lot of things in common with Hilchas Shabbos from Mechitzas to make a Rishus HaYochid. Take for example, there's a Mishnah at the end of the first Perek that Mechitza Teluya is a Machlekes HaTanoim. Where's that Mishnah? Mechitza Teluya is a Machlekes HaTanoim. What if you have the fanas that are going down but don't reach within 10 tefachim to the ground? The tefanas are 10 tefachim tall, but they're suspended above the ground. The person is sitting on the floor, of course. So that's a machlekes hatanoim by Shabbos, by mechitzas, where it makes the area enclosed into a rishus hayochid or not. So we paskin know that the mechitzas are only considered mechitzas if they touch the ground. If they don't touch the ground, it's not a good mechitza. That's called mechitza teluya. It has to be within 3 tefachim to the ground. Yeah, where's the Mishnah?
For Zayin and Manala.
For Zayin and Manala. You can use strings. The first string on the ground has to be within 3 tefachim to the ground. Next one should be within 3 tefachim to that string. Each string has to be within 3 tefachim to the other string. Then you got to be careful. Your strings don't move on sukkahs. Usually the strings will move unless you make them very tight. So there are several dinim, not all the dinim. Quite a few dinim are shared in common, Hilchas Defanas of Sukkah and Hilchas Mechitza of Shabbos. So one din that they both have in common is Mechitza Tluya. that it has to either reach the ground, the walls have to reach the ground, or be within 3 tefachim to the ground.
Why is it different than Erev?
Erev also. No, the Erev is basically a Tzuras HaPesach. The Erev is like this. When you have a wall around the room, so how are people going to get into the room? So you have to have an opening. So when the door is closed, so we see a mechitza. So let's say this would be a house. So how come you're allowed to carry here? Because you have mechitza around. But when the door is open, you're not allowed to carry. You're only allowed to carry when the door is closed. When the door is open, you're missing. So the answer is no. Even when the door is open, even when if there's no door, as long as you have the frame of the door, what we call a Tzuras HaPesach, see the three pieces of wood. So Tzuras HaPesach is Aloha Moshe Misina, that it has the status like a mechitza. The two poles have to be within 3 tefachim to the ground. Or others hold it's not even good if it's within 3 tefachim to the ground. Others hold by an Erev, the two poles have to be mamish touching the ground. But it's usually assumed within 3 tefachim to the ground, like lovewood. The same is over here, mechitza. The one on top, because that's the way you make a frame of a door. You have to have something on top. But the most important part of the Tzuras HaPesach is really the konami kan. The bar on top has their coolest on. The bar on top, the string on top, is not as chomer as the two poles on either side. The ikar of the Tzuras HaPesach are the two poles on either side. So that also has to be within 3 tefachim. So that's one din that the Mishnah has. Tezainam and Aleph and a whole Gemara going Tezainam and Beis. That's called Mechitza Teluya. If you have Mechitzas that are suspended above the ground, that don't reach within 3 tefachim to the ground, that's not acceptable. Not for Shabbos and not for Sukkah. Then there's another din that they both share in common. If you have a Mechitza which blows in the wind, if it's mechitza she'ena ein yichal lamed b'fnei aruach, the wind will blow it. So that's not an acceptable mechitza. So that's a major machloikis in recent achrenim, exactly what that means. It was never spelled out exactly what it means. So traditionally in Tilach HaZanish it was always assumed to mean, let's say you have a sukkah where the walls are very shaky, cloth canvas walls, where the walls are very shaky, and if the wind will blow, the walls will shake. Now, the walls will shake, but it's still going to be touching the ground. Let's say it's a long curtain, and even if the wind will blow and it'll bellow a little bit, it'll still be sitting on the ground. It's still going to be 10 tefachim tall and sitting on the ground, or within 3 tefachim to the ground. It's not that the wind is going to blow, it's going to be flapping in the wind. So it's always assumed that that's not acceptable. The shaila is a little bit, the sukkah does shake. The wooden sukkah also shakes a little bit if the wind is blowing. So a little bit shaking doesn't matter. That's a question. How do you determine that it's a little bit, it doesn't bother? How much? What's the shear? But if it blows significantly, then it's no good. That's why it was always assumed. And came the Chazanish, and he came up with this chiddush. Whenever he has a chiddush where he disagrees with everybody, so he writes, Mistimas divrei haposki mashma. He's disagreeing with everybody who came before. So he says, Mistim is Divya Paskin, he has the impression that a mechitza she'en yechol lamed b'fnei ruach metzuya is not good, means if the wind will blow, the huff and puff and blow down the mechitza. If the wind will blow and the curtains will be flapping in the wind and it won't be within 3 tefachim to the ground, or the wind will blow and knock down the whole thing. So even though it didn't knock it down yet, but a ruach metzuya has the ability to cancel the status of the mechitza. Even if the Ruach Metzuya didn't come, let's say it's a curtain within a room and the walls around the room, you closed all the windows, there is no Ruach blowing. But since outside the wind is blowing, so the curtains in the room are not considered a mechitza.
But isn't that the story of Rabbi Akiva? He put it up on a boat and Rabbi Akiva rejected it, was going to fall down.
No,
so
there.
It fall down.
No,
that was a case. It was a ruach mitzuya of Yabosha. It would be able. It was sturdy enough to stand.
It
would stand the ruach mitzuya.
It would bellow.
How do you bellow? How do you what you use?
No,
maybe
no.
It was wood.
Probably made wood, wouldn't it?
But still, no. The wind would blow it down.
But on the ocean,
yeah.
On the ocean, in the Mediterranean, there was such a storm that they knew was going to be knocked down. So Rabbi Akiva wasn't bothered by that. He held that that's not a problem. That's called Roy Lamed Bifnei Ruach Metzuya. It's really called Shiva. But here, the Chazon Ish holds that a mechitza she'ein chayla lamed bifnei ruach metzuya is no good. Means not that it's misnanea baruach. He says, no, if it shakes in the wind, that doesn't bother me. Only if the wind will blow it and cancel its status as a mechitza, then it's no good. So Grad in Eretz Yisrael, a big kula from the Chazon Ish. Yeah. So in Eretz Yisrael, the army, they always rely on that. When the soldiers come to a location soon before Shabbos, they have to make an Erev in order to be allowed to carry. So So you always have gigantic nets that they use to trap terrorists, to catch terrorists. So they take, if they have to make an air fist, they have no time to start banging nails and banging poles and tying strings. So they just take this gigantic net and they go around all the trees, around and around and around and around. And the net is way more than 10 tefachim tall. And even if the wind is going to blow, so the net will go like this. But it's still going to be on the ground. The wind blows some more, the net will be like this. It'll bellow more and more and more, but it's still, it's going to be the height of 10 tefachim tall. It's going to be reaching the ground, for sure, touching the ground. Not only within 10 tefachim, but touching the ground. So even though it keeps on blowing back and forth, the Chazon Ish holds that that's kosher l'mahadrin. He doesn't see any problems. So here in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes this mak, that's the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan, that appears here in the Hagos Ashri on the side of the Rosh. The Hagos Ashri quotes from the smak, and the Mechaber quotes it also, that you should be careful here on page 116. You shouldn't make mechitzis mi'iriyas shel sadinim. You shouldn't make the defanis of the sukkah from cloth, because of the concern made up a new gzeira that doesn't appear in the Gemara. The Rishonim, the Bali Atesim, came up with a new gzeira that he's afraid he may not tie it down well, and then the wind may blow, and it'll be Eini Yochel Lamed Bifnei Ruach Mitzuya, whatever that means. According to the Chazon Ish, what it means is we're afraid that it may be lifted up. You may be sitting in the sukkah at a time that the wind is blowing, and the tefanis won't be within 3 tefachim to the ground. And according to everybody else, it doesn't have to be such a severe wind. It just means it's going to bellow. It's going to blow back and forth, a significant amount of movement there. So that already passes the tefan. So that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. L'chatchila, you shouldn't use a sukkah where the defanos are made from cloth that can blow in the wind, and you have this concern. When they first started manufacturing all of these prefabricated sukkahs,
Young Israel,
so that Young Israel, yeah, so years ago, 40 years ago, whenever they started, I don't know, 50.
Can the sukkah have wheels?
Huh?
Can the sukkah have wheels? Can you have a
yeah. Wheels, yeah. Yeah, wheels is not a problem. That's not a problem. But the shaila is the wall.
You put it on a trailer behind your truck.
Okay, yeah. You don't know, hate, that's not a problem.
Canvas
yeah.
Is the same as
canvas,
like
yeah. That's the problem. So l'chatchila, when they made these sukkahs, so they said that these have, they put special holes over here and the special strings. It's a do it, make it yourself kit. Specially manufactured it, to made to exactly this size, it fits exactly. So they said, what shach to say that this exists? If the Tanoim made it, then. So he said, it's a loy pluk. But it's not from the Tanoim. The Balei HaTosis said, yeah, concern you, they wouldn't recommend that you should do this, you may get into trouble. But over here, what can be that you're going to get into trouble? If you tie everything down, it's not going to be a problem. But on the other hand, we see a lot of people have these ready-made sukkahs, prefabricated sukkahs, and they don't tie down well, and sometimes the sukkahs are puzzled. So maybe the concern, maybe we should be concerned, maybe we shouldn't use it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's what he said. The Chazon Ish holds. The Chazon Ish holds only if the wind is such, only if the nature of it is such that it's going to huff and puff and cancel the status of a doifen. It'll be with. It won't be lift within it. 3 tefachim to the ground. It'll lift it.
But I'm talking about the amount of that the canvas flaps back and forth. And I remember hearing from somebody once that the shear is 3 tefachim.
You mean if you hold not like the Chazon Ish?
Like
if you hold not like the Chazon Ish. So that's what some say.
That's considered at this. It has to flap at least 3 tefachim.
Flap. That's how people say the name of Rav Moshe. That if it flaps less than 3 tefachim from where it should have been,
in the vertical,
it should have been over here, and it flaps backwards and forwards less than 3 tefachim here, less than 3 tefachim here. So they say the name of Rav Moshe that's okay. In the Shulchan Aruch, they don't give any shiur. I think they say for Rabbi Yanki Kamenetsky, he thought that it should be one tefach from where it should have been. But that is an issue. Yeah, the mats. The Rama quotes that you're not allowed to put the schach first because of tasav elaminosi, because at the time that you place the schach on top of the frame, the sukkah is not yet kosher. The sukkah only becomes kosher later when you put up the wall. So that's a machlokes in Acharonim. What did the Ramon mean to say? Did he mean it only as a hida lachatchila? Did he mean that it even passels b'niyevi? Because there seem to be a few gemaras that say explicitly that you can put the schach on before you put the tefanis up. That you can put the schach on before. So that's a machlokes. Some insist that the Ramah passels even b'di'evan and they farem for all the Gemaras, and others say no, the Ramah only meant the lechatchila. He didn't mean to go so far. That's a Gemara Menachos. The Gemara has a din of tassel lamenachos. If I'm a mezuzah, correct. Now let's say you have the frame of the door. Part of the building is up already, but you don't have yet a full room, or you don't have a roof. In order to be chayv in mezuzah, you have to have a roof. So the person is so eager to put up a mezuzah, he puts on the mezuzah on the frame before they put on the roof. So the din is that there's no chiyuv, and after they put on the roof, then he has to take down the mezuzah and put it up again, because that's tassel lamenachos. There is Taka Shaila. What if he put up the mezuzah on a regular house and then they removed the roof afterwards and then they put out a different roof? So is that the same as what the sukkah? That as long as the tchilas asiyah was behechsher, even though later on you put the shlak and you take off the shlak, there's no problem. And he's saying, no. That's like removing the whole sukkah. That's like nothing. That's like removing the whole sukkah. That there it would be no good. So that some poskim say there's no tushdel. They say that if you have an old house and they put a mezuzah on, it's there for years, and now they remove the whole roof and they put on a new roof, so many poskim say that you can't say that tchilas asiyah was behechsher. Tchilas hotnish ken shaychis. When you remove the roof,
the house is cancelled.
The ice house is like removing all the walls. You take down all the walls and you put up new walls. You're not going to say that the tchilas asiyah was behechsher. It doesn't relate to anything.
Is there
not the
first
floor
special?
The mezuzah.
For the first
floor, the first floor to the second floor remain.
What you mean? How did mezuzah on the first floor?
He's adding on to the house.
He's adding on to the house.
Yeah.
There's one floor, and there's an attic. That's what you usually do. Then you raise the roof on the attic, and you put another floor.
So yeah.
Is raising the roof to make the second story, is that makiv on the first floor too?
No, just on that one where they removed the roof.
Yeah.
No, I thought you meant like this. If Adam is on the first floor, and then they removed the roof of the first floor, but it still had a roof on top of the second floor. So why do you have a roof?
Yeah.
So why this and the mezuzah that remained there? That's good.
But if you have only a one-story house, and then if you want to add to it, you need a new story. You have to remove the roof in order to put up the second
so
story.
So then you got to take down the mezuzah and put it back up. That's what the Achronim say. That it's not the same. That it's not the same. That's not the same as putting on the shlak and taking it off. I mentioned before about the mats, that if you put a mat up, it's good for schach. Of course, there are a couple of conditions in this. The Mishnah says in the end of the second parak, I think. Where's the Mishnah that? No, the end of the first parak. That a lot of times these mats are made for shchivo. A lot of these mats are manufactured for people to sit on them, like in kindergarten. So a lot of times the children sleep on the mats. In the Orient, a lot of human adults sleep on these mats.
What about the strings that touch?
Okay, that's another problem, right? So there's one problem, Machtzelas Kanem, that's a Mishnah Yutes on the base, till the end of the first parak, the last discussion, the last Blat Gemara. So that's about the mat, that you have to be careful that if it's manufactured for Shechiva purposes to rest, to sleep on, so then it's a Keli, then it's Mekabel Tuma, so it's no good. And even if you're going to break it, someone told me today that his father was a prominent rabbi. His father never allowed the mats because he was concerned that that it's a Mekabel Tuma, so he insisted you have to take it apart. So I didn't want to insult him, it wasn't a ger, but that doesn't help if you take it apart. There's a din midirabbanan, if you have, let's say, a bed, and it's Mekabel Tuma, so even if you break it to pieces, and it's not even shaykh to put it back together again, the din is a shivrei kelim. You're not allowed to use for schach because of the gzerah, e misachach hemishivei kelim, gzerah that you may be misachach with the kelim themselves. So even if you took apart all the strings, it's still no good for schach, because if it was once manufactured for the purpose of shchiv, even if nobody ever slept on it, it's no good. So the whole meduba is only on such mats like now. They claim that they made it specifically l'shem schach, and even though it's made in the Orient and the Chinese are nochrim and whatever, and they're not barhachit to think l'shma, you don't need l'shma for the manufacturer, as long as we tell them we're not going to use it for sleeping on, we're going to use it for a roof. So good enough, as long as the nochri didn't manufacture it for shchiva, so it's not mekabel tumah. So then you can use it. So then Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he quotes a Rambam in Hilchos Kelim. Years ago, they used to have wooden blinds, bamboo blinds, and it held and it had a cloth on either side to hold all of the pieces of bamboo together. So Moshe wrote in his first volume of Shadas HaTshuvas, the first Chelek HaRechaim of the Igros Moshe, so he writes that that's Mekabel Tumim in HaTorah. He says even though the bamboo is not Mekabel Tumim because it doesn't have a base kibul, even though the bamboo is hollow, that's a base kibul b'dei shamayim. So the Magen Avraham says that doesn't count. There's some Rabbanim are machmer on that, but that's against the din. That's not the chumash ein lo tam. Some are machmer, not allowed to use bamboo because it has a base kibul. That's a base kibul. That's the way it grows from the ground. That's not a base kibul. If you carve something out and you make a hollow, so that's called the base kibul. It's a kli. It's mekabel tumah. But bamboo is not bamboo per se. Is not mekabel tumah. But if the bamboo is held together with cloth, that's mekabel tumah. So that causes the Rav Moshe quotes a Rambam and Hilchos Kem. That causes that all the bamboo of the shade, the whole thing is a mekabel tumah. And even if you'll take it apart, you rip off the cloth, that's shivrei kelim. So you're not allowed to use that. So now what they do is that they have schach, that's gedulei karka, ain't a mekabel tumah, and they manufacture it specifically, not for the purpose, you don't need a seal, the shema, and the schach, but it's manufactured not for shechiva, and it doesn't have any cloth, it just has string holding it together. So the two shaivas are, what's the story with the string? What kind of string holds it together? So if the string is going to be synthetic material, plastic or something, so then it's a question of ma'amid. Ma'amid is a Mishnah where there's a machlokes, what's going on. On Chof Aleph from the base, the beginning of the second parak, not the beginning, second Mishnah in the second parak, Chof Aleph from the base, there is a machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yudah. What if I make a sukkah that is supported by a bed? I arrange the beds outside in such a way, the beds have headboards, let's say over here. So I arrange a couple of beds in such a way the headboards of the bed serve as the walls of the sukkah, and then I put schach on top, and I crawl in, and I'm going to eat over there. So the Tanakhama says that it's okay. What's wrong? The sukkah is being supported by the kari hamita, by the headboards of the bed. Rabbi Yudah says that it's no good. So what? My time at Rabbi Yudah. Why does Rabbi Yudah hold that it's no good? What's his? So the Gemara has a machlokes hamaraim. What's the reason for Rabbi Yudah? Now the pashtus is it shouldn't make a difference halacha lamais, the bottom line, what the reason for Rabbi Yudah, we probably should not pass like Rabbi Yudah anyway. Very fine, a prominent rabbi, but he was outvoted. Whatever his reason is, alpi pashtus, he was outvoted. Yochav Rabim, halacha Rabim should have said. So that's what it should be. So nonetheless, the Gemara has like this. So what's the reason for Rabbi Yudah? We want to know what's the reason. So one reason is that it's Rabbi Yudah l'shitasa. Rabbi Yudah l'shitasa, for sure we don't pass like Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah holds that a sukkah has to be diras keva. We hold that the sukkah has to be diras aroi. There's a machlokes min hakotze al hakotze. Rabbi Yudah holds that every sukkah, in order to be kosher, has to be a diras keva. The Torah says you should leave your home for the duration of 7 days and move into a sukkah which has the status of a diras keva. And the Chachamim say no. Fakir, the pshat in the pasuk is it has to be diras aroi. It's very strange. 98% of the sukkahs, everybody's maskim are good. Because Rabbi Yudah says that it's good, it's a diras keva, and the Chacham says it's good, it's a diras aroi. And 2% is a machlokes on. There's one case where Rabbi Yudah says that's no good, that's a diras aroi. If it's too wobbly, that's no good. And if it's too sturdy, then the Chacham say that's no good. Okay. So 1% of the sukkahs in the world, the Chacham will pass so because it's too sturdy. That's a diras keva. 1% Rabbi Yudah will pass so he says that's a diras aroi. 98% of the sukkahs, everybody's masking that it's good. Rabbi Yudah says it's good because it's a diras keva. Nacham says it's good because it's a diras aroi. Very strange. The Rachel Aner points that out.
And the first time makes a sukkah in his own house, like has an extra room, and it has schach over there. It's a diras keva. That's certainly a diras keva. How can you have a
I don't know. I don't know. I think Rabbi Yudah will agree. I think the Chachamim will agree that it's good. We pass from Allah that it is good. The schach.
Yeah.
The schach is.
What do you mean the schach?
The schach is.
The Gemara says, if you make the schach too high, so then even though the walls are wobbly, so the Chachamim say it's no good because it's a diras keva, it has to be. But if the schach is low, even if the walls are metal, iron.
Yeah, build a brick.
Brick. So the Chachamim say it's good. They hold that that's called diras aroi. And if it's above Eser Mamma, Eser Mamma, that's no good. Even if the walls are wobbly, they call that the diras keva. That's how the Gemara says on the first daf.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Gemara has three reasons. What's no good if the schach is too tall? So the most popular reason in the Gemara, the one that's quoted by Ner Chanukah and by Erev and by the Korah, can't be above Eser Mamo. So the Gemara puts them all together. So the simple pshat because ain ayin shall let this go. Yeah. Because the pasuk says when you sit in the sukkah, has to be you have to sit in such a way leman yeda derasechem. You should see the schach and it should remind you of Yitzias Mitzrayim and the divine protection that we had. So that's the most popular of the three reasons. But that's machlekes and rishonim. Is that the really accepted reason because l'sholta be'ena, or is the real reason because diras keva versus diras aroi? So a lot of rishonim say the real reason is diras keva versus diras aroi because Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says l'malim eser mama is good, and here Rabbi Yehuda says in a few other places Rabbi Yehuda says asukis chayve mezuzah in Yuma daf yudalef. Rabbi Yehuda says asukis chayve mezuzah. And the Chachamim disagree, sukkah is not chayv mezuzah. If you make a sukkah in your room, you take off the roof and you put schach, then mask him, a sukkah is chayv mezuzah. That's his room from all year long. You just change the roof a little bit. That's mamish part of his house. That's chayv mezuzah. But let's say he just built the sukkah for the duration of the second day, 7 days of Yontif. So then Rabbi Yehuda holds that you chayv mezuzah, Rabbanon holds that you potin. Here are also Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. Ein lo keva, yesh lo keva. So a lot of Rishonim say that the accepted pshat should be the issue of lamaile meser mama is whether it has to be diras aroi, has to be diras keva.
It's only 7 days. You don't need it.
Not exactly. If I own the house, no. If you rent the house, rented is only chayv midrabbanan mishum marisayin. You don't know who it belongs to. So if you rent it for more than 30 days, then there's a marisayin. You need a mezuzah midrabbanan. If you rent it for less than 30 days, then there's no din midrabbanan. But if I own the house, you chayv mezuzah even if you only stay for 7 days. Unless the whole house is only a diras aroi. If the whole thing is only a sukkah, the way we pass in a sukkah is a diras aroi, so it's not chayv mezuzah. So here the Gemara has a machloek is my time of the Rabbi Yehuda on Chof Aleph on the base the last 10 lies.
Did he say you have to, Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to put a mezuzah on?
Rabbi Yehuda says you put on a mezuzah with a brocha. That's a Yuma, daf yudalef. And Rabbana disagree. You're not chayv in mezuzah. It has to be dafka diras aroi.
If a person puts up a sukkah, it's going to be a permanent sukkah. They'll build it once and you think it's all the sukkah.
Yeah.
Would it change the
and all year long, what does he use it as?
And he leaves the schach there all year long.
I think he has to pick up the schach every year. I think if he uses it all year long, there may or may not be a problem based on Gemara. On Daf Ches on the base, there's such a Gemara that if you use it,
no,
Sukkah Yishana means it wasn't made Lishma. This grotto was made Lishma. But what if it's a room that doesn't have too much Hishtamshus all year long, then you say, but if it has heavy Hishtamshus all year long, then it's Beisah Shal Kol Hashana Kulo. So then by definition, even Bein L'Rab Yehuda, Bein L'Rab Banan, it's no good. The Sukkah has to be something
that
different.
That could be Milsut Moshvichi because that stock is not going to last a year.
Why not?
You have a roof on top.
And then on Sukkot you take off the roof.
Yeah.
No, that's everybody would agree that that's good. Yeah, that's okay. That everybody. Okay. So here on Chof Aleph on the base, the Gemara has a machlokes amaroyim. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Why my time, Rabbi Yehuda? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that if the schach is being supported by the bed boards? By the headboards of the beds, it's no good. Why is it no good? So one explanation is because it's a diras aroi. The beds are holding up the schach. This is not a diras keva. No one makes a house like that. So Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei, Rabbi Yehuda goes l'shitas, Rabbanon l'shitasam. About l'malei me'eser mamah, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the sukkah has to be diras keva. So this is not a diras keva. And the Rabbanon holds that diras aroi is good. Other Rabbi has to be diras aroi. So this is a hider mitzvah. It's very aroi. Zaroi daroi. So it's wonderful, marvelous. The Rabbanon say it's good. So if that's the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, needless to say, we're not going to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin, you're not chayv in mezuzah. Because the sukkah does not have to be keva. Other Rabbi has to be aroi. So it should be a hider mitzvah to have a sukkah that's supported by the beds. But then the Gemara suggests another Amor, a Chad Amor, Machlekes Amoraim. And the other one says a different reason for Rabbi Yehuda, Mishnei Shemamida, Bedover HaMekabel Tumah. The bed is a kli which is Mekabel Tumah, so not only are you not allowed to use Mekabel Tumah for the Schach, you're not allowed to have Dover HaMekabel Tumah supporting the Schach. Supporting the Schach. So if that's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda, so it's a Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So again, we should still pass him like the Chachamim. But there's a minority opinion in Rishonim. No, for some reason or another, we should pass like Rabbi Yehuda over here because Mistaber. They think that his opinion makes good sense, and we should pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So this is a question in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mechaber has a contradiction. In one place, he writes the din is like the Tanakama, that there's no problem on Mamed. If the Schach is supported by a Dovah HaMekabel Tumah, it's no problem. In another place, the Mechaber writes no. If it's supported by Dovah HaMekabel Tumah, Toignish. It's an outright contradiction. In one place, he writes that the din is like Rabbi Yehuda. In one place, he writes that the din is like the Chachamim. So the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch say that the Mechaber is Paskin and Mikir Adin, that it's good. The din is like the Chachamim, that Mamed is good. If the Schach Kosher is being supported by Dovah HaMekabel Tumah, it doesn't bother me. But l'chatchila should satisfy the other opinion. And there is a minority view that there's a problem in Mamed, so l'chatchila should try to avoid it. But if b'di'evet or b'shas hadchak it got stuck, so there's no problem. So this is the whole discussion by the bamboo. If you have bamboo that's tied together with string, so what is your string? The string prevents it from flying away, and sometimes the string doesn't even prevent it from flying away. You gotta tie down, you gotta tie the whole mat down to the sukkah. Yeah. So the shot is, what are you tying it down with? So if you're tying it down with synthetic material, tying it down with, let's say, nylon rope. Or sometimes you have plastic-coated metal wires. So metal is karka, it's no good for schach, and plastic is synthetic, and nylon is synthetic. So these are all possible menatera to be mesachech with. So according to the Chumra of the Mechaber, that you shouldn't be mamid, l'chatchili, he says you should avoid being mamid, supporting the schach, with anything that's possible to use for schach exera, that if you'll allow people to use that to support the schach, they may use it for the schach itself. So they made exera the rabban.
You're saying about the mesachech, let's say you use it just at the edge to tie it down to the wall with a little. This is not mesachech, it's just a little,
that's
it's not even over the schach.
No, but that's mamid. I'm supporting it to prevent it from flying away. Like in the Shulchan Aruch, it says you put your schach down and you're afraid the schach is going to fly away, so you put a ladder on top. You lay down a ladder on top. So the Mechaber writes, Yesh lehistapek, if it's good, Mechaber is not sure whether a ladder is Mekabel Tumanav. Ladder is made from wood. Is it a kli or not? Because people climb on it, but it doesn't have a base kibul. It's all flat. So he's Mesupik whether it has a din of Kabbalah's Tumah or not. But if it would be something that's no good, if it's Mekabel Tumah, then putting it on top to prevent the schach from flying away is also called mamid. It's not only mamid if it holds it up, if it holds it on top. If it prevents it from flying away, it's also considered mamid. So it'll also be a problem. So you said aniz machzalah is that they sell the schach lanetzach, or whatever they call them, these mats that they sell. So they're careful to tie it with gidulei karka rope, with hemp that grows on the ground. But the din is that rope is possible for schach midirabbanon. There's a gemara that if you made string or rope out of gidulei karka, out of the stuff that grows on the bush, cotton or whatever, or hemp, so it's no good. The Rambam learns pshat in gemara, it's no good midirabbanon. That's on yud base and base. No good midirabbanon because it's nishtane. It doesn't look like gidulei karka. If you'd ask a person who doesn't know, they would never say in a million years that grew from the ground. So the Mishnah Brura quotes a svara from Prima Godim and from the Ritva that this whole din of mamid, that you're not allowed to be mamid, the schach posul, is only a gzeirim in the Rabbanon on chafalaf and beis. If you should accept this din, Mechaber says l'chatchili b'choshish for the din of mamid. So it's a gzeirim in the Rabbanon. You shouldn't support the schach with something which itself is no good for schach. A gzeirim in the Rabbanon, you may use that itself as schach. So let's say l'moshul. Let's say you have in a backyard you have brick walls of all the buildings, and then you just put schach on top. So I can use brick walls to support the schach. The bricks are puzzled to schach. It's not gedulei karka. The bricks are made from karka itself. It doesn't grow from the ground, so the bricks are no good for schach. So you should say you're not allowed to use bricks to support the schach. So there are more quotes from the Ran on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Come on, Dr. Bricks, everybody knows you don't use bricks to make schach. The whole idea not to be mamid b'dover hamakabel tumah is a gzera that someone may be misled to use this for schach. Every child knows that you're not allowed to use bricks for schach. That's elementary. The whole thing only applies on things that are flimsy, that somebody may make a mistake. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim in one place where he says that since the whole story of mamid is only a gzera midirabbanon, so you only mechuyev to be choshish the gzera goes the gzera. When the dover hamakabel tumah is a psul deraisa, but if it's hemp or if it's cotton string, that minatora this is gedulei karaka and it's any makabel tumah and it's tolish has all the requirements. The only thing is that it's nishtana; it doesn't look like it changed its original state. It doesn't look the way it did when it was detached from the ground. So the Rambam teaches and the Gemara, Rashi and Tais don't even learn that. That Rashi and Tais hold that it is good for schach. Rashi and Tais say there is no such din. They learn the Gemara differently. But the Rambam learns Pshat in the Gemara that if you made string out of it, it's possible with the Rabbanon because of Nishtana, because it doesn't look like a Dula Karka. So since it's only a Psul de Rabbanon, so if you're going to say you're not allowed to use it for Mamid, that's already a Gzeril Gzer. So you don't have Mechiv to go so far to be Choshish for Gzeril Gzer. That's how the Minigolim is. So that's what they gave a Hechshir on this. The different Rabbanim said you can use this Chachla Netzach because they don't use cloth to hold it together, they use string, and the string that they use is Gidule Karka. They don't use synthetic materials. That would be mamid b'dover ha'pasol v'sachich bo. So they use gedulei karka, which is only possible with the rabbanim because of the nishtana. So that's acceptable. Some rabbanim in Eretz don't want to use it. Rav Al Yashiv, 40 years ago, he saw Rav Al Yashiv didn't want to use it. So they asked him why. He said it's arayz gedrei. He didn't want to say anything. So finally, someone kvetched him. So he said that Beis Yosef in his commentary on the tour quotes a Tshuvas HaRashbo, who has a suffix about the following din. We were speaking before about Gzeres Nesorim. Yeah. If you have a beam that's very wide, 4 tvachim wide, so those are the kind of beams, 3 tvachim, 4 tvachim, all machlokes. If the beams are very wide, those are the beams that they used to build their houses from. We today, we don't see those beams. If they're building houses, they're all covered up already. But in bungalows, they make like that. So if you're going to see this, you're going to use the same beams in the sukkah as you use in a bungalow. So people would think, may as well eat in the house, what do you have to eat in the sukkah? So the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to use such a beam. So the Rashbo and the Tshuva is Mesupik, and it's quoted by the Beis Yosef, does the Gzeira the Rabbanon only apply if it's one beam, one piece of wood? What if you have a few pieces of wood that are glued together, tied together, and it adds up to 4 tefachim? So that's what you have by a mat. You have tiny, thin pieces of wood, slats of wood, and they're all connected together, and it adds up. So when you look in the Shulchan Aruch, nobody even mentions this Rashba. They don't even mention it to disagree with it. They say that we don't accept it. Man chashmei, no remez, no zecher at all. But because the Beis Yosef quoted such a Tshuva Rashba, so Rav Al Yashiv himself didn't want to use it, but didn't want to say it's no good. So some chacham went and they printed it. What they have to print it for? He didn't want him to print it.
Yeah.
Didn't want him to print it.
Now follow the chassidim.
Doesn't the Chadonish have also a chumra of a minor, the minor that things make up a chumra?
In the Shulchan Aruch they have the discussion, what if you have a metal frame? All of these prefab sukkahs, you have a metal frame, so metal is not gidule karka. Metal is doesn't grow from the ground, it's like karka mamish. So you're not allowed to use metal bars for schach. Mishputin shal bars on the Mishnah gives an example, is no good. So if metal bars are no good for schach, so why isn't there a din that you're not allowed to support your schach on top of the metal frame? Lachatchila b'diavad the din is that it's kosher. B'shas ratchak it's kosher. But the mechaber had a din. Lachatchila yechoshish for the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, because some of the rishonim do pass like Rabbi Yehuda and chav beis on the beis. So how can you support the schach on top? No. How can you support the schach on top of the metal frames? So the Magen Avraham has a kula. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the kula from the Magen Avraham. He says what you have to do is you put wooden bars on top of the metal frame, and then you put the schach on top of the wooden slats, the wooden boards on the corners. So the schach is being supported by the wood, and the wood is being supported by the metal. So that's they coined a new term, mamid de mamid. The only time there's a gzerim de rabbanon is if you mamid the schach directly with pasul schach. That's on chaf al from veis. But if the mamid. So that's not a problem. That's what there was always the Minigoylam Tilach Hazanish came on the scene. So the Chazanish says this was all, the Magen Avraham says it's all based on a Ramban in the Melchames on the bottom of the Rif in Sukkot. So he said if you read the Melchames, he never said that at all. He's right. Ramban never said that. Ramban was talking about the floor. If the floor is metal, it's not a problem. He says, what are you talking about, Mamed de Mamed? And what if you have a metal frame and you put a lot of thick hay that'll be 10 inches thick? So I'll say like this, the upper five inches is the schach, and the bottom 5 inches is supporting the upper 5 inches. So you'll always split the schach in half. You say the lower half is the Mamed de Mamed. The lower half is the Mamed of the upper half. And the metal frame is holding up the lower half, which in turn is holding. He says, whatever is kosher for schach is schach. So he says, your four wooden beams with your mats on top, the whole thing is schach, and the whole thing is being supported by the metal frame. What did you gain this now? He says, that's a bad example. That's not mamed de mamed. Okay. That's a good argument, but that's not what the Ramban said. He said the Magen Avraham quoted from the Ramban said the Minhag Olam is still like that. Most people do not follow the Chazon Ish. Why not? On the Ramban. So the Ramban didn't say it. So we say it. We say it on our own. The whole thing is a heker, so we have a heker. Whole thing is a lechatchila anyway, because we really don't pass from like Rabbi Yehuda. Chaba says that it is kosher. One place he writes that you shouldn't do it. Listen, the Mishnah Berurah says lechatchila you shouldn't do it. But the Ikar Din, it's really good. So if you're just dealing with a chumrah, so that's the minhag olam, is not to be makbid about that. Some people have to think that if they'll take the canvas and they'll cover over the metal, so it's a chatzitze, that doesn't help the canvas. The canvas is also possible to schach. The canvas is also no good. And the canvas is not supporting the schach. It's not an issue of chatzitze here. It's just covering it. What's supporting the schach is the metal frame. See, in the other case, when you put wooden beams, the wooden beams are really supporting the schach on top. So that what's supporting the wooden beams? The metal frame. Okay, so we say that that's mamed de mamed. And Magen Avraham said it's okay. Magen Avraham is mekel. But over here, if you just cover over the metal, so you cover it up, and whatever you don't see doesn't hurt you.
But even with the slats that you put, the slats themselves could not support the schach.
Yeah.
The slats that you put on the top of the frame.
Usually the slats can't.
No, why? The slats are
schwache slats.
No, but if you take away the metal, the schach wouldn't be able to
still. Right, so that's called mamed de mamed. No, if you have heavy wooden beams on all the four sides, so the wooden beams are sturdy enough to hold the mats, except that the minhag olam is that we call that mamed de mamed, and the Chazon Ish Tain is that there is no such thing.
You have a wooden stone, get metal, no metal involved.
The nails that hold it is also an issue of mamed. Yeah, but what the beams that hold the schach?
They're wood.
Oh, wood.
But you nailed it to the wall. So
that's also mamed de mamed. That's also mamed de mamed. In the Chumash, it says that the reason why we sit in the sukkah is leman yeda derasechem. And the Gemara says you should sit in such a way that you should see the schach, and it should remind you of the divine protection that we had when we were traveling in the midway after Yetzias Mitzrayim. But in the Mefarshim and Chumash, they give in the Svarim HaShulchan Aruch, they give additional reasons for the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. So many mefarshim say that the man should remember how he should say midiras keva, and you should sit in the diras haroi to remember that life on this world is only diras haroi. Especially after Yom Kippur, we think that we all did tshuva. So what's going to protect us? What's going to prevent us from falling in again? So we should realize and so if a person realizes the whole life is such a diras haroi, so maybe that will help him maintain the tshuva that he did on Yom Kippur. And other mefarshim give a different suggestion. This is already along the Hasidish line, but it says in the Svarim before the Baal Shem Tov that in case it was nigzer on a person on Yom Kippur that he should suffer yisurim of golus, there should be yaitzei with sitting in the sukkah. There's such taka chasidish in minig that on erev Yom Kippur they give some mitzvah to eat, so they give lekach and shul that they buy from.